KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. More testimony today in the trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin in the death of George Floyd. Witness and Minneapolis firefighter Genevieve Hansen testifies that she felt helpless and frustrated that police would not give George Floyd medical assistance or allow her to help.
There was a man being killed, and I would have, had I had access to a call similar to that, I would have been able to provide medical attention to the best of my abilities, and this human was denied that right.
That audio courtesy Court TV. Two private space companies take steps in opposite directions.
In South Texas Tuesday.
2-1.
A test launch of another SpaceX Starship prototype went well, but the craft blew up as it was trying to land back at the launch site. SpaceX launch commentator John Innsbrucker.
Another exciting test, as we say.
Elon Musk later tweeting, at least the crater is in the right place. Virgin Galactic, owned by British billionaire Richard Branson, rolled out its newest spacecraft.
The first of a new class of vehicles, the Spaceship 3 class, and we've named it VSS Imagine.
CEO Michael Colgazer says it will likely be summer before that ship undergoes glide flight testing over southern New Mexico. I'm Tim McGuire.
An Asian American woman was attacked in New York City yesterday. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the woman was attacked by a man who repeatedly kicked her.
We continue to see these horrible, disgusting attacks on Asian American New Yorkers, and it's got to end, and we're going to use every tool we have.
Surveillance footage shows the man casually walking away from the scene while onlookers watched. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 104 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5348.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak has extended the eviction moratorium for the state of Nevada for 2 more months, or the end of May. The governor added that this will be the state's final extension. Governor Sisolak also said that millions of dollars of rescue money from the federal government is to be dispersed among those affected. Proof of incomes will be examined among those who apply. Nevada lawmakers are discussing this week Assembly Bill 400, which cites several studies which show that there is no correlation between the THC or marijuana metabolite levels in a person's blood and impairment. The reports recommended that Nevada move away from the threshold based on per se laws and instead allow law enforcement to make a determination if is impaired based on the observations in field sobriety tests. Well, the pause button has yet been hit again for the struggling renters. As we mentioned earlier, that extension has been extended up until the 1st of June. UNLV has announced that they will be returning to the classroom, saying it plans to offer fall classes on their campus. The university says it already is transitioning employees to return to work by July 1st.
KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, I'm looking at the traffic cams. A couple of crashes working as we speak. Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey. That's on the right shoulder there. That's causing some congestion on that transition. Those leaving 95 south to merge onto 15 south. Another crash, Interstate 15 southbound, that's at Sahara, and that's affecting the two right lanes.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out! I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday, March 30th. Unbelievable. One more day left in March, and then we are done with it. Then it's on to April. I'm so excited. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. She is in the house. You may have heard Governor Sisolak has extended the eviction moratorium until May 15th. He says that's the last one. We're not going to go any further with this thing. I always hate it when people in a position of power declare winners and losers, and that seems to be what the governor has done, declaring
renters, the winners, and the losers are folks that that have mortgages.
Right, exactly. And I thought that all of the losers, excuse me, actually not the landlords, but the renters, received their $1,400 checks. That should help them with rent. But again, he is picking winners and losers like he has since the beginning of this scamdemic, and that's been over a year. When President Trump at the time announced 15 days to flatten the curve, we certainly didn't expect it to be 15 months to flatten the middle class. And that's exactly what the Democrats like to select did.
It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. And if this is the last moratorium, the governor has said, that's it. That's the last one. And very quickly, owners will be able to start proceedings after that. We'll see how that plays out, if there is another extension indeed. I got to ask, I've been wanting to ask you about the Ted Cruz trip to the border. Video is coming out from that thing. It's just horrific. What did you make of that trip to Mission, Texas, with 18 U.S. senators? I was horrified by it, to be honest with you.
Well, yeah, for years we heard what an evil monster Trump was as president for putting kids in cages. And these cages, or these detention centers, as they're called now, were even referred to as concentration camps by the loudmouths of the left, like AOC. But what we saw now were kids crammed in a pandemic, kids crammed in these cages, and the press was finally let in today. And we now know that these cages or shipping containers or camps or whatever you'd like to call them, detention centers, are now at 1,700% capacity. And we also heard a lot of hand-wringing and screaming from the left, like usual, with a judge-instituted order that you could not hold children past, I think it was 48 or 72 hours.
72 hours.
Now these kids have been there for weeks. We also have children that are being stuffed into a convention center in San Diego, and teachers are being recruited to go teach in-person classes in the San Diego Convention Center. But your kids have to remote learn, and their sports are canceled. Isn't that nice? So again, we've got basically two sets of laws and two sets of standards under the Biden administration, where illegal aliens can get in-person learning in at the San Diego Convention Center, but the schools that we actually pay for through our tax dollars, a majority of them remain closed.
Wow. That I was unaware of that San Diego story.
Oh, I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you.
Please do.
Love it.
Yeah, please do. But that's what keeps happening, that we keep providing these services to these illegals who have broken our laws just coming here, and they seem unperturbed. They're happy to accept anything.
Well, of course. I mean, they're showing up with Biden T-shirts on. That was a actual picture that went viral. We have press reporters at the first Biden press conference saying that because Biden is viewed as a compassionate and moral man, that's why these aliens are making the perilous journey to our borders. And we now know, according to the latest reports from, I believe it was the DHS, whereby the Biden administration has let out tens of thousands of these illegal aliens on our streets. I have to remind your audience that these illegal aliens did not have a passport to get into our country. They aren't required to get a vaccine. A majority of them aren't even being tested, and they certainly aren't being traced. So if there are new COVID strains that are popping up around the country, it might be due to the fact that the Biden administration is releasing third world migrants into our interior without any sort of checks or tests for vaccinations.
That's amazing. And you know what's more amazing is that these same people that traveled thousands of miles to get here, you don't think it's going to take them by bus, by train, by airplane, that it's going to take them, what, a week, to get to southern Nevada. There are going to be people coming across our border. They're going to be here.
Oh, absolutely. And according to Biden at a stumbling press conference, when he wasn't saying, I don't know, he was basically saying that the vetting that goes on with these children in these detention centers, they will ask the name of their dog. So I'm sure that many of these people that are being trafficked by the cartels and human traffickers across Mexico are basically just preparing all of these kids with the names like Rover or Buddy or Skippy or
oh my
something
God.
To that effect. Because that's how easy Biden has made it. In the year of a pandemic, okay, we were told that this is a pandemic. We have to shelter in place. We must isolate. We must mask. We must basically lose our income because we aren't essential workers. In the age of the pandemic, Biden has opened our borders. That, to me, makes absolutely no sense, especially when quote-unquote non-essential businesses are being shut down, churches are being closed, schools are shut down, sports are canceled, and yet we continue to allow floods and of thousands, tens of thousands. Today it was a report that a caravan of over 400 people are now headed from Honduras to our southern border.
That is nothing short of incredible. But hey, babe, but you know what, though? That 400 is going to become 4,000, you know, because nothing's changed. The language hasn't changed. You know, we don't want you to come for now. Well, during the campaign, it was surge the border. Get to the border.
No person is illegal. I mean, Kamala Harris on the campaign trail compared our ICE agents to the Gestapo. You know, she basically said that, you know, that we are a borderless country. And the rhetoric from the left is welcoming rhetoric, meaning that if you get here, you will not be asked to leave. You will actually be taken care of, and taken care of quite well. And so that's why many of the people are either paying coyotes or using the cartels in order to make that journey to get here. We have plenty of migrants, illegal aliens, that are on camera with the mainstream media that admit they did not make the journey under Trump. They are making the journey under the Biden administration because they know that the borders are open.
By the way, speaking of Kamala Harris, is she the president in training?
Well, she certainly is. I mean, never in the history of our country have we had an administration be referred to by the president hyphenated with the vice president. So this is the Biden-Harris administration. And that's exactly what the idiot Jen Psaki, the press secretary, said today, you know, that she plays a vital, important role and is basically being groomed for the presidency so she can transition when Joe Biden is either tossed out on his ear by the 25th Amendment or he just simply is unable to continue to perform the duties of the president, not that he can right now, but due to the onset of his dementia or Alzheimer's or whatever mental condition Biden has.
I got to ask you, in an interview with Judge Jeanine on Saturday, the former president, Donald J. Trump, said that he was going to the border, and he's going to the border soon, like within 2 weeks. And there's no movement whatsoever from the current president to jump into this race for the border. Do you honestly believe that Trump, at least Trump, will get to the border? And what will he be able to accomplish with that?
Well, I think what he'll be able to yes, I do think that he'll get to the border. And two, what do I think that he'll accomplish with that as a media firestorm? Wherever he goes, the media follows. They still can't stop talking about him. And perhaps this will bring more light upon the border that needs to be shown. Again, the press was only allowed in today after months of being stalled. We saw what happened to Ted Cruz and the senators that went to visit. They were continually blocked, body blocked, by some administrative fool that was down at the border trying to block their access and their camera angles. And that's also on videotape. But Trump will definitely bring more light to the border crisis, because it is a crisis. It is a man-made crisis, and the man who made it is Biden. And I think that he will just be another basically resilient voice in the pushback against this invasion. This is not immigration. This is not legal immigration. This is illegal immigration akin to an invasion. We have the majority of quote-unquote kids that are being detained at these detention centers are teenagers, males between the ages of 13 and 17. They actually sound like mules for the cartels, and it is very similar to invasions of the past. And so I think what Trump will do is definitely go to the border and bring more light to the crisis, which this current administration refuses to acknowledge.
Should he start doing MAGA rallies? I mean, I thought, you know, like those hangar rallies where the big Trump 747 or 757 comes rolling up with the big Trump sign on the side, and doing it before 8,000 or 10,000 in a hotel or in an airport hangar.
Yeah, why not? And I think that would actually be a very good, wise political move for the midterms, whereby he can truly get out the vote for those representatives whom he's chosen to endorse and put his muscle behind and his voice behind. I think that would be an effective politicking tool, if you will. That would also prepare him for perhaps another run in 2024, because he's hinted at that no less than, you know, two or three times.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be fascinating to see what he does. I hope he does the hangar rallies, because they're so efficient. You put him up, you take him down, he rolls in, he rolls out. In this particular case, along our southern border, my guess is he'll probably actually take a tour. Former presidents, can they get a tour of the southern border by the Border Patrol?
I have no idea the answer to that question. I would assume so.
I would think so, too.
There was never an opportunity or a crisis that Obama didn't take advantage of. And so, you know, he's constantly spouting off his mouth or showing up at some controversial places, or at least making some controversial statements in order to ignite more division in this country, like he did when he was president. So I don't assume that an ex-president like Trump would be forbidden to take a tour.
I would love it. More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. We're going to talk about her battle against big tech. We're going to find out what platforms are operating and what aren't. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
It's Las Vegas' best local talk. Heidi Harris talks the politics of life. Weekdays 9 to noon with Bill O'Reilly's 15-minute news and comment at 11:45. Kevin Wall drives you home 3 to 6 a.m. 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier.
Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, we've been talking most of the afternoon about this latest Gallup polling that shows that for the first time in 8 decades, in 80 years, less than 50% of Americans say that they are affiliated with some sort of organized religion. And it got me to thinking, why is that? At a time when we may need God more than ever, in the midst of a pandemic, people are running, not walking away from organized religion. Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on why that is. Has organized religion become irrelevant to people?
Well, I think it's become less popular as churches have become more politicized. Right now, we have the Pope, head of the Catholic religion, who is nothing less short of a Marxist. He comes from the Jesuit philosophy, liberation theology. And so the government, specifically Democrats, continue to take out any references of God, any references of the Ten Commandments, which I've never really understood why the Ten Commandments can't be shown in a public square. They're basically the Ten Commandments that you should live by if you don't want to be a complete total loser and end up in jail, and a good upstanding citizen. But I think that families are becoming less focused on religion and more focused on materialism, unfortunately. And I think Ronald Reagan probably said it best, if we are ever a nation that forgets we are one nation under God, we will be a nation gone under. And I think that the latest stunt by Hollywood, specifically the music industry, for example, Little Nas, I guess his name is, I guess he's a black gay rapper. You got to put gay in there. It's very important. He basically is doing a lap dance with Satan, and selling shoes with human blood for $600, and they've sold out. 666 pairs have sold out. And this kind of shows you